ladies and gentlemen, cough pot dodgers and little rabbit twisters. Step right around closely. Tell you all about a wonderful medicine show I used to work with here this afternoon. Also, we have Dr. Doniker here with us, the great medical manager of the world. We have a wonderful soap here on the market this afternoon. We had when we was here before. The gentleman bought a bar of it and took a bath in it. Found two suits of underwear he didn't even know he had. Yes, sir. Brings the dirt some lather. Ladies, here's a wonderful tonic to give to your husbands. Makes him tell everything that he ever has done. Not only that, but everything he intends to do. We also have a wonderful hair tonic here on the market this afternoon. It's guaranteed to grow a hair on a doorknob in 30 minutes. Here's a letter from a gentleman up in Ohio. It reads, "Dear sir, after drinking two bottles of your hair tonic, my hair is coming out very nicely. Time I drink two more, I think it'll all be out." Well, I quit that job. I got me a job in a grocery store, yes, sir. The feller came in and says, "What's your butter today?" Said, "My butter today is butter." He says, "I'm proud of that. For that I got here yesterday was axle grease." Another feller come in and says, "What's your prunes today?" Said, "My prunes today is raisins with inflammatory rheumatism." Well, as a young lady came in, she says, "Let me see your socks." I say, "You have to excuse me, miss. It's too hot. I don't wear any." Well, the boss, he got mad and fired me. Went across the street and got me a job in a butcher shop. Yes, sir. Fella came in, says, "What's your liver today?" Said, "My liver today is ever so much." Says, "I know, but how much?" "Oh, 10 cents a yard. How much do you have?" Worst part of all is an old maid came in. She says, "Mrs. Brown said you had pig's feet." Said, "You go tell Miss Brown, she just told a pop-eyed lie. I got human feet just like anybody else."